This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing a great job in responding to the protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota following the death there of an African-American man in police custody. In tweets on Sunday after a night of violence in dozens of U.S. cities, including Washington, D.C., Mr. Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. Mr. Trump said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe continue to echo across the United States and some other parts of the world as several major cities impose curfews amid intensifying unrest over the death of George Floyd, the black man who died while being detained by police. In the city of Denver, a man said he was shot with pepper pellets over the weekend while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration in Colorado's largest city. A video uploaded to social media by Daryl Hampton shows the moment he was struck with an object from close range and said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. Hampton said he was not provoking the officers at the time of their departure, which happened across the street from the Denver Capitol building before the 8 p.m. citywide curfew. A truck driver apparently deliberately, although that's still under speculation, drove into demonstrators in Minneapolis nearly a week after George Floyd pleaded with an officer pressing a knee onto his neck that he couldn't breathe. More protests sprang up from Boston to San Francisco, with people robbing stores in broad daylight Sunday in Philadelphia, Santa Monica, California, and more. This is VOA News.